In Florida, new vigilance about security since September 11th has led to a dispute that pits public safety against religious freedom. And it's prompted the state to take driving privileges away from an Orlando woman. From Orlando, Tanya Ott has the story of the veil and the driver's license.
Sultana Freeman used to be an evangelical Christian, but several years ago she converted to Islam, adopting a conservative interpretation of the religion that requires her to wear a full-face veil known as a niqab. And it is this piece of cloth, shielding all but her eyes, that is at the heart of the dispute. When Freeman moved to Florida, she applied for and was granted a driver's license bearing her veiled photo. But in November, 2 months after the terrorist attacks, she received a letter from the state informing her the picture wasn't valid. She'd have to relinquish her license. Howard Marks is Freeman's attorney.
In this case, all we're asking is that she be able to drive her minor child to the doctor or go 3 or 4 blocks to the grocery store to pick up groceries for her family. We hardly think that that's a public safety problem for the state of Florida.
But Assistant Florida Attorney General Jay Vail doesn't see it that way. He says the Division of Motor Vehicles is simply following state law, which he says requires full-face photographs on driver's licenses.
Florida law is unequivocal that a photo ID is required. Very plain in the law, it says full-face photograph.
Vail says the state tried to accommodate Mrs. Freeman by offering to have a female official take her photo, but Freeman's religious beliefs dictate she not reveal her face to any strangers or men outside her family. The Freemans offered their own compromise through attorney Howard Marks.
Photographic identification is not the only form of identification. Miss Freeman is willing to give fingerprint identification. In fact, the state of Florida has a provision in their statute that if you're pulled over and you don't have your driver's license on you, you're allowed to give a fingerprint instead so the law enforcement agencies can determine if, in fact, you're the right individual.
Again, Assistant Florida Attorney General Jay Vail.
Obviously, being able to compare a face on the license with the face of the person in front of you is indispensable to making a swift and positive identification. Fingerprints simply don't cut it. If you have a general law that does not target religion and applies to everyone and is otherwise constitutional, then someone's practice must yield to that general law.
Sultana Freeman's attorney, Howard Marks, claims more than a dozen states afford religious exemptions for driver's licenses. He notes that Mrs. Freeman had an Illinois license with a veiled photo before moving to Florida. But David Drucker, a spokesman for Illinois' Secretary of State, says if she did, it was a mistake. Illinois state law does require a full-face photo, no exceptions.
If the woman covers her head, that is fine to maintain the veil there, but the face does need to be open and the full picture taken.
Perhaps Illinois and Florida both made a mistake when they issued Mrs. Freeman a driver's license with a veiled photo. Or maybe they've just changed their practice in light of growing concerns over terrorism. That's what Altaf Ali suspects. He's the executive director of the Council on American Islamic Relations in Florida. Ali notes Mrs. Freeman isn't the only Muslim woman who's had problems with the DMV after 9/11, but she is the only one in this state who's fighting it so publicly.
That's what the Constitution grants an individual, the right to practice their religion without any punishment whatsoever from the government.
In June, a judge denied Florida's motion to dismiss Mrs. Freeman's challenge. The case could go to trial by the end of this year. For NPR News, I'm Tanya Ott in Orlando.